iHeartRadio.
Blog Talk Radio.
Turn up Thursday.
Let's get ready to rumble!
So, aka Face Mob, Turn Up Thursday, JIT. You ready? Let's get it.
Let's get it, baby. Next up on the squad, next up to the microphone, representing that 919, it's the Bull City Maniac, my broski, just KP. What it do, Big Pimpin'?
What's good, everybody out there, Ground Hard Radio world, this your homie, Just KP, live on Ground Hard Radio once again, Turn Up Thursday, you already know what's up, Cotto, what's up, Jit, man, we about to get it in, Turn Up.
Let's do it, that's what's up, man. Next up on the squad, repping that 228, you know what I'm saying, the Mississippi Movement, it's our resident DJ, the boss, DJ Sergeant Rock, and that's true.
Man, what's happening, man? You already know how we do it, man. Grind Hard Radio back for another episode, you know what I'm saying? Because we are Reality Radio, and we run the Matrix around this bitch. So everybody out there in internet radio land, you might as well go on, turn your cell phones up, turn your computers up, your Wi-Fi, your Bluetooth, and all that old extra shit y'all got playing mangled in a nigga rig around your house, and crank it up, because we get ready to turn it up. You're listening to Grind Hard Radio. Shit, let's get it.
That's what's up. That's what's up, man. You know what I'm saying? It's open mic night, turn up Thursdays, meaning you can call in, you want to spit your shit, whatever it is. Shout outs, request music, you know what I'm saying? You can do it right here on Ground Hard Radio.
Yeah.
Call them out for your show. What's the topic for tonight, big bro?
The topic for tonight is, if you can start your own organization, what would it be and why?
There it is. That's what's up, man. So you know what to do. Hit us up if you're on the phone lines, 323-693-3043. And if you're online, you can hit us up in the Ground Hard Radio chat rooms. I'm going to hit y'all with a few tracks, man. And we're going to start it up a little different for Turn Up Thursdays, man. I want to shout out to your boy over there in Philly, man. It's your boy, Machete King, with Cease and Desist, live on Ground Hard Radio. Stop the fuckery. Turn Up Thursdays. Let's get it.
Grind. You're now tuned in to Grind Hard Radio, with your host, Jit Chronicles, Kata Mafioso, and Team Grind Hard. Shout out to the executive producer, Charles Billinger. We win number one on Blog Talk Radio. You're now tuned in to Grind Hard Radio.
Ground Hard Radio.
Dominicano, Machete King and Mix the Monster in this bitch. Please. Cease and desist with the fuckery. You see me, I'm the shit, and you suck with me. Fuck the dumb shit we ain't got no time for. Time is money, what the fuck you think I grind for? My brain works too fast for this dumb down world. I won't blow them out, for that I'll call a dumb down girl. Fuck the dumb out of her, they got IQ points jump. That's how I slay pussy when I cut up face bumps. I hate chumps, I make champs, I slay crumbs, I break banks. Sell my soul for earth, diamonds, and gold, baby, no thanks. I'll take it back to the essence of what it means to be gutter. Beat you down until I succumb to the breeze of your mother. Begging I stop sucker punching you, though it's clear you're a sucker. Treat beats like they my cheating wife, and I'm a drunk trucker. Up is how I fuck them, all types of it, you love it. I'm God, gangster, and private. Twice that in public. All types of fuckery is hereby ordered to stop. Like all these cancer killers whose killers constantly call the cops. Fuck the publicity stunts of these high to ditty cunts. Dropping science never once but always talking about a blunt. Please. Cease and desist with the fuckery. You see me, I'm the shit, and you suck with me. Fuck the dumb shit we ain't got no time for. Time is money, what the fuck you think I grind for? Cease and desist with the fuckery. You see me, I'm the shit, and you suck with me. Fuck the dumb shit we ain't got no time for. Time is money, what the fuck you think I grind for?
I've been grinding for that paper, yeah, I'm grinding for that money, yeah. Ain't got time for not a hater, all them dudes be acting funny, yeah. I be about my fucking business, play around and you can catch it, yeah. You already know what this is, yeah, I came in here to get it, yeah. You got it, you can get it, to the top is where I'm headed, yeah. I go with, yeah, that there is real, that's why I said it, yeah. I write it how I read it, only wrote it cause I meant it, got something to send it, watch out all that beef shit get ended.
You see me, I'm the shit, and you suck with me. Fuck the dumb shit we ain't got no time for. Time is money, what the fuck you think I grind for? Cease and desist with the fuckery. You see me, I'm the shit, and you suck with me. Fuck the dumb shit we ain't got no time for. Time is money, what the fuck you think I grind for?
Another one.
We the best music.
Major key.
DJ Khaled.
Yeah. I go on and on. Can't understand how I last so long. I must
had is superpowers. Last 223,000 hours, and it's cause I'm off of CC. And I'm off the Hennessy. And like your boy from Compton said, you know this dick ain't free. I got girls that I should've made pay for it. Got girls that I should've made wait for it. I got girls that I cancel a flight back home. Stay another day for it. You got attitude on 99, yo. Pussy on agua, yo. Stomach on flat, flat, and yo. Ass on what's that, and yeah, I need it all right now. Last year I had drama, girl, not right now. I was never gonna chat, what we talking about? You the only one I know could fit it all in them. Man, I always wonder if you ask yourself, is it just me? Is it just me? Or is this sex so good I shouldn't have to fuck for free? Is it just me? Yeah, is it just me? Is this sex so good I shouldn't have to fuck for free? I know you working day and night to get a college degree. Bet nobody that you've been with even know you're free, right? You know you only do that with me, right? Yeah, double checking on you. You know I never put the pressure on you. You know that you make your own mind up. You knew what it was when you signed up. Now you gotta run it up. I be out of words trying to sum it up. Girl, you throw it back like one love. Even let me slash on the tour bus. Yeah, I told her, but she don't do enough. Even though you in the hood, I'm still pulling up. Dip, dip, straight to your doorstep. This a real thing, can you feel the force yet? I always wonder if you ask yourself, is it just me? Is it just me? Or is this sex so good I shouldn't have to fuck for free? Is it just me? Yeah, is it just me? Is this sex so good I shouldn't have to fuck?
Another one, another one. They don't want me to have another anthem, so I made sure I got another anthem. Sweet the best over yo. Summer's ours. It always has been. Don't ever play yourself. One time for Future the Prince. One time for 40. What's up for Drake? Yeah, another one. Bless up.
We're watching for now. I'm that chick fire. Air It Out Radio.
Air It
fire.
Out.
You can catch me Mondays 10 to 1. AirItOutRadio.net. Hey yo, Grind Hall Radio. Throw another
banger on.
Go with
it. Bro.
Yeah. Workshop for life.
Look. I am the essence from the motherfucking roots. Mommy suck a nigga sweeter than a fruit. Something in the water don't compute, cause they style's very busy, but I'm walking like a dookie shoe. Treating rappers like a bad bill prostitute. Bitch, you get no ass, you out of shape, nigga. Break your bags and get back. Underground forever, my nigga. Don't be mad cause the South is getting this channel, my nigga. Don't be mad cause the South is way ahead of you niggas, because the arrows point one way ahead of you niggas. Yes, I am the past, the present, and the future. Hip hop would never die, that's what I'm telling you, nigga. No attitudes or preservatives. All natural, and when I speak up for my culture, it's all factual, and you ain't gotta support it, but you can't avoid it. This is analog track recording, bitch. I go hard, yeah. The workshop ridiculous, hip hop retard. I am the second war, like yes, OG, yes, hip hop, yes, overlord, yes. I am the block star, you start to take a motherfucking number. I'm coming with that fire, lightning and thunder, like yes, OG, yes. Hip hop, yes, overlord, yes, I am the rock. I am the essence from the motherfucking bricks. While we suck a nigga still with the bullshit. Trying to bullshit hard, black ball in the torch. Now you motherfuckers looking like some bush hog guards. Ah, I'ma get 7 laughs and I'ma blow 7 perp sticks. How they funky ass, cause I see and don't see. And I could duck off and all the talk still comes to me. On the slick, you motherfuckers want some more of this flowing shit.
motherfucking Zig D and J12. 12 years and the motherfucking GLD. And the motherfucking Pioneer MK3. You can't fuck with me, I go hard.
Yeah.
The workshop ridiculous hip hop retard.
I am the second warlike. Yes,
I'm a OG.
Yes,
I am hip hop.
Yes,
I'm the overlord.
Yes,
I am the block. So all you suckers take a motherfucking number. I'm coming with that fire,
lightning and thunder light.
Yes, I'm a OG.
Yes,
I am hip hop.
Yes,
I'm the overlord.
Yes,
I am the rock. I am the essence that the DJs and apply jet. Cause I'm too trill to let a sucker nigga sidestep. So you can have what you got.
I don't need it.
If you ain't coming with the proper paper, then your ass can beat it. And take your business to the rip rap. And I ain't about to chit chat. Nigga, did you get that? Motherfucker, sit back, stand down. You got one more fucking incident and it's man down. Sim in distress, watching all your work crumble to ashes.
Cause hip hop ain't dependent on all regular asses, bitch.
I never switch to hip hop till I leave. So you should be thanking me for allowing you to breathe.
Ooh.
Then I come murky when the fuck I'm ready. Then there's no bounce out like Phenom.
We rock steady.
And this shit's so pure, and your ass gon' die. Cause I'm the reason why it ain't no damn cure, bitch. I go hard.
Yeah.
The workshop ridiculous hip hop retard.
I am the second war life.
Yes, I'm a OG.
Yes,
I am hip hop.
Yes,
I'm the overlord.
Yes,
I am the block. So all you suckers take a motherfucking number. I'm coming with that fire, lightning, and thunder light.
Yes,
I'm a OG.
Yes,
I am hip hop.
Yes,
I'm the overlord.
Yes,
I am the rock.
Yeah,
also violent in a bitch.
Ooh. All right, man. I couldn't let it do it. I couldn't let no shots off like that, man. This Turn Up Thursdays on Ground Hard Radio. Make sure you check out the official website. That's groundhardradio.com. Make sure you subscribe so you can get all the latest updates. You can download the show for absolutely free on iTunes, and you can check us out in syndication on collegeundergroundradio.com. Man, I'm going to run down that playlist one more time. We started the show off with your boy from Philly, Machete King, with Cease and Desist. We played DJ Khaled and Drake for free, and we ended it with a banger from our motherfucking resident DJ, DJ Sergeant Rock, with Yes I Am. Salute to you on that track, Mosky. That was dope.
Trill, man. Appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? I try to keep it hip hop. You know, I'm from the old school era that, you know, me, you, and Carter, we come from the game of real spitting,
yeah.
Real DJing, real MCing, real throwing shows, you know, and that's just
real
where
head,
we come
man.
From. So, you know, we perform, we act like that, we
that's
rock
right.
like that, we in the studio like
that's
that.
Right.
So, you know, we're going to keep it 100. You know what I'm saying?
That's what it is. All right,
Trill.
We're going to jump straight into the topic for the night, which is, if you could start your own organization, what would it be and why, man? And I want to salute Carter Mafia yourself for bringing this topic to the table. And you know how we do, like we do on every episode, man. We're going to start off with our host, Carter Mafia yourself. Big bro, what's your thoughts on this topic?
No doubt. Being that this is a good topic, I myself is starting my own organization called A Better Way for the Youth as we speak.
That's what I'm talking about.
Just going through the right procedures and try to get the right sponsors. But this is a nonprofit organization that's all about the youth. When I say all about the youth, we're teaching them, we're going to have workshops where we teach them people skills. Teach them how to get jobs, have clothes for them. We'll also have representatives to sign for them if they want to play sports in school. You know, a lot of parents don't sign their kids up because they work so much and they won't be able to attend none of the games. And, you know, you might just say like a lot of juvenile kids that's in jail, you know, when they go to court, they need a parent or somebody to speak for them so they can get out. You know, we'll have people that, you know, speak for kids and children, you know, to help get them out of situations. Most of all, teach them fundamentals. I know a lot of people in a lot of different areas, so I would teach them art, you know, anything that they can be creative. I would teach them mechanics. you know what I'm saying, I would teach them survival tips. And but at the end of the day, what we're trying to do is create self-employment through an individual to establish a goal and be set for life off his own creativity. But you know what I'm saying, this got a lot to do with police brutality, coming together and training them for what to look for. You know, a lot of people get in crazy situations because they don't know what they in, what kind of situation they are in. So they don't know how to act. So the first thing person to do is panic. You know what I'm saying? And you know, when you panic, you cause confusion and you make someone close to you nervous. So that'll be another thing we'll do. We'll teach the youth how to act accordingly in any type of environment, you know, whether it's a negative environment, whether it's a positive environment, whether it's a casual environment, you know, how to act accordingly, you know what I'm saying, in any kind of manner, you know. But basically, it's just a free guidance for kids that need it, you know what I'm saying. Take away the goddamn games, the tablets, and, you know, teach them how to play roly-poly, you know, shit we used to do back in the days.
Right.
You know, dodgeball, you know, bring the sports back in, you know, into the youth. And they don't have it because they shutting down all the recreational parks. They don't have camps. Like, the camps is so damn high, people can't afford the camps. You know what I'm saying? And it's like... Yeah. Oh, I didn't mean to do that. You know,
no,
but it's I'm just kind of.
Great minds think alike, my nigga.
I'm,
you know what I'm saying?
Oh, no doubt, no doubt. That's why you know you're gonna be a partner in this shit too. but yeah, man. I ain't gonna run it too long. But yeah, that's my reason why I would have an organization called A Better Way for the Youth, because, like, our time, we, you know, I had my fun, I did my thing. Now it's time for the ones that's coming behind me. You know what I'm saying? So A Better Way is making it possible so they won't have to go through the shit I had to go through. You know what I'm saying? Or people I know had to go through. And if we all come together, you know, the people around, you know, that's older than the youth with our different ways and agree with Jit Way or Sergeant Rock Way or Just KP Way, then we can make positive changes in the communities. Because I'm trying to get the mayor, the goddamn police chief, the sheriff Leon Lott. I'm trying to get Jermaine O'Neal. I'm trying to get Cameron Garnett. I'm trying to get Deuce Staley. Motherfuckers who got money that's from this city, and take that money and build the goddamn building for, you know, these kids can have somewhere to go at. They ain't got nowhere to go or nothing to do, so what they gonna do? Wander and get in the shit and steal from people and do shit because it's nothing to do.
Right.
So, you know, if we can get these people with this money, you know, instead of balling and flossing, put back in the communities and get everybody on the same page, then maybe you can do something. But as long as you don't want to agree with laws or, you know, you're not satisfied with the rules, you know, it's going to be problems. But if you go to the city council meetings when they have them, and when they make these new laws and shit, you know what I'm saying? Your vote and your word count. You know, like, nothing wrong with the protests and all, but we got to make it count. If you got enough energy and enough heart to go up in front of everybody and march, take your ass down to city council where your word count. You know what I'm saying? And get motherfuckers to get a petition going. You know, one thing you got to do is make a rule that you want to push for and get 1,000 motherfuckers to sign that shit, and that shit will get at least put on a note to get heard or vetoed. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
That's what we got to, you know, we got to take that same motivation and that same mentality that's militant, but do it in a mental way. You know what I'm saying? With less destruction. Because the only thing you're doing is you minusing the population of us, because they want you to do it. They, man, This weekend there was so many police riding around in wasting gas in their cars, just waiting for something to pop off. You know what I'm saying? They like they having fun burning gas. Like look at these, you know, look at these people. You know, yeah, we marching and yeah, we protesting. Yeah, black lives always matter, but at the same time, we got to take that energy and take it into the corporate offices where we scared to go at. Where you know what I'm saying? Where like you know what I'm saying? Go there where you think you know the government at, where they got your information at. You know if you physically don't care about your life, to where you don't care if they shoot your ass in the street, then what's so wrong with going in the goddamn offices and putting your life along? You know your life on the line. You know credentially. You know for the cause. You know, that's the only way we do it, because you're going to have people to back you up. But nobody wants to be the first one to step the fuck up and lead. You know, everybody following each other, but ain't nobody going to the motherfucking, in the motherfucking, you know, the state houses or in the Congress, you know, meetings, you know, to goddamn, okay, this is what we going to do. You know, we're not going to do it violently, because the only thing we're going to do is just subtract from our population. And I ain't going to go too in on it, because that would be another topic.
Hello. Ma.
Trio.
Yo. Jit, where you at?
Yeah, I done talked Jit head off. Press the mute button, bro.
Jit a fool.
You gotta hit the goddamn.
That man probably done pressed 1,000 buttons on the board, man.
Hell yeah, cause all of us still online. That's right. Hey, well, let's go ahead and go to the next one. Just KP, how do you feel about the situation?
Yeah, man. Yeah. Definitely, I feel how you. Definitely, I'm definitely with you. I'll do something for the youth. You know, I will create a series of after school programs and centers that focus on the arts. You know, I feel like I guess it'd be after school. You know, during the summers, you have summer camps all day, but they will focus on teaching kids music, giving them instruments that they couldn't afford. You know, if they couldn't afford any regular.
Cool, can y'all hear me now? That's all I want to.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Just KP getting his out there, bro.
The car can't say a whole bunch, man. When nothing muted, I don't know what the fuck that was about. But what I was saying was salute you, man, and I admire you as a businessman. And you didn't talk my head off, bro, because I could hear everything that you were saying. You ain't talk my head off, my nigga. You spoke your speech. You spoke
salute.
Your speech tonight,
appreciate
man,
that.
And I admire that shit. You know what I'm saying? So, fellas, I don't know where y'all was at, who was on. I was going to throw it to KP, but whoever was talking and getting
yeah, KP.
Was,
KP was doing his.
Okay, go ahead, KP, because you was up next, baby.
No problem, no problem. Well, I was saying, I would create a after-school art center where we provide kids the certain equipment they wouldn't normally have on an everyday basis that their parents can't afford. You know what I'm saying? We would have dance studios and stuff like that for, you know, a lot of kids like to dance, but they really, through it all, they ain't have nowhere to go. And so I give them somewhere to go to do that. And we will also have everything, have different kind of speakers, MCs, musicians will come through. And I think it's something that lots of people can benefit from. And not only is it good for the kids, you know, it'll keep them off the streets. It'll keep them, but, you know, it's a lot of times where a lot of these kids get into stuff, you know, after school, you know, they have nothing to do, parents ain't home yet.
Yeah,
and, you know, having something to do, you know, putting not just one little center in my hood, you know, putting them in lots of different hoods in different places, you know, I think that would be a great way to not only help these kids, but give them somewhere to go, give them some place to be on an everyday basis, so they have somewhere different, you know.
Most definitely.
What I would do.
No doubt. That's what's up. And KP, you a class act, bro. I just got to say that to you. But I want to piggyback off of what you were saying before I throw it to DJ Sergeant Rock, because that's just what I'm thinking. You know, fellas, back in the day, man, you know, and I don't know how many people have initiatives. We had the Boys and Girls Club. We had the YMCA. Hell, let's keep it. I keep it real, real with you, my nigga. The church used to look out for the folks. You understand what I'm saying? Give the kids something to do. And Churches ain't doing that shit no more. Right. You know what I'm saying? And I can't necessarily say, can you blame them, you know, within the world that we're living in today. But what I'm essentially saying at the end of the day, these kids do need something no matter what. You know what I'm saying? Whether it's recreational, whether it's educational, you know what I'm saying? Whether these kids want to be athletes, whatever the case may be. But I would definitely start something on the lines of, you know, something similar to the Boys and Girls Club or the YMCA.
Right.
Another thing, team that I was, another organization, I just got to throw this out there real quick. You know, the executive producer, Charles Bellinger, started me working with Habitat for Humanity. So I probably would also want to do something, you know, for families, man. You know what I'm saying? Folks
right.
get these jobs. Hey, and I can be dead-end-ass jobs. You know what I'm saying? I put my own stuff out there. You know what I'm saying? So helping these folks get into an affordable home, but still a nice and stable place. You know what I'm saying? So between the lines of something like a Boys and a Girls Club, and something for these families, like Habitat for Humanity. And that's what I definitely do, you know what I'm saying? So, Carter, I want to salute you once again, bro, for bringing this topic to the table. And I'm going to turn it over to our resident DJ Sergeant Rock. Throw yourself out there, bro. What's your thoughts on this topic, man? What organization?
I think I would like to, yeah, because, you know, it's needed. You know, as far as, you know, me, you, and KP, by us being, you know, the oldest, we grew up around the Just Say No era, the DARE, you know what I'm saying, and all that, you know, the after school this and the YMCA and the Boys and Girls Club. I would like to do two things. I would like to do something for the youth that's aspiring to be entrepreneurs and give them more game about the business. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, everybody's young and everybody got dreams of being rich, but everybody really don't know the business. You know what I'm saying? And I have different classes in marketing and promotion and imaging. You know what I'm saying? Just basically how to build themselves a
that
brand
major,
or
bro.
To build their yeah. business. You know what I'm saying? And I think that would be a good look for all cities.
Because you
got a lot of kids
young.
Out here. Yeah, that's right. And then, you know, they look up
yes,
to
sir.
The, you know, just like how we looked up to Suge Knight and Puff Daddy, and, you know, everybody tripped off of how Russell Simmons did it and how he done it. You know what I'm saying? It's more game out there for them now where they could just see what they need to do, and then once they get into it, they can see their money the way they want to see it. You know what I'm saying? So I'll definitely do that. And I would definitely do something as far as music, getting more involved with, you know, people with talent that, you know, don't have no outlet and don't know how to express themselves, you know, creatively, you know, musically, be it dance or poetry or, you know what I'm saying, singing or whatever the case may be. You know, it could be fashion, you know what I'm saying, or it could be somebody that's a tech baby and know how to, you know, build electronics or anything. You know what
right,
I'm saying? I would
right.
definitely want to put my hands into something like that, you know what I'm saying, because it give the kids more creative freedom to, you know, per se. They don't have to use their room to try to do nothing. They can come here and they make all the mess they want to make, and hopefully they come up with something. You see what I'm saying? So that'll be what
God
I'll try to do.
One,
you know
that's
what I'm saying?
That's real talk. That's what's up. That's what it is, man. All right, so to all my folks out there, you know, tonight's episode of Ground Hard Radio is only 90 minutes, man, and it's also only 3 episodes left of season 24, and, you know, you can check out all previous episodes at groundhardradio.com. Don't forget to subscribe if y'all want to hit us up. 323-693-3043 be the number. Once again, you can go to groundhardradio.com. Team, we're going to keep this thing moving. We're going to get into nothing but hits tonight. You know what I'm saying? We got some hip-hop news also with the main man, Just KP. And speaking of the Bull City Maniac, KP, anything you want to hear right now, broski? We'll definitely throw it on for you.
Yeah,
and, team, I just want to say this. I think somebody put a damn root on my phone. I don't know, because my shit was straight. Somebody put a root on me. It's witchcraft. It's a former cast member put a goddamn spell on me, goddamn.
No.
Put a hex on me.
Hey,
I'm sorry, bro. That's how I feel. That's how I feel. Go ahead, KP.
All right, man. So, you don't know what it is. Hey, let's get it to get it deep.
Yeah.
You hear me, Jay?
My bad. Can't be clear.
No, you good, man. I said, let's get into Could It Be.
Could It Be. All right. I'm scrolling. KP, when I'm looking for that track, let the folks know, you know what I'm saying, what you got coming up, bro. You always performing. You always reaching out. You always giving words of advice. You know what I'm saying? Let the folks know what's going on with you while I look for that track.
I'm a follow, man. You know, I'm just out here, man. I got a little show tomorrow night over here in Durham. You know, we got 919 listening if y'all fall through. I'm working on a mixtape, you know what I'm saying, album. Hopefully be out next month. You know, everything is going good. And this right here is one of my favorites, you know what I'm saying? Could It Be off of album, two albums ago, Lost Son of Miles Davis. I hope y'all appreciate it and like it. Take off Groundhog Radio.
Groundhog Radio, turn up Thursday.
Every Tuesday and Thursday,
11 to 1.
You already know where it's at.
We right here, dog.
Right here. Yeah. On Groundhog Radio.
Gonna die, nigga.
Jell Nye. Jit Chronicles. Kata Mafioso. Jess KP. King Diz.
Yeah.
Act like you know. Season after season, we go hard.
We go win, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wanna rap? Hit that line up.
Number, dog.
That's 323 693 3043.
What is that now?
323 693 3043. Get at the squad. Gonna die, baby.
Gonna die.
That's my shit. All right, man. Brown Hard Radio. Make sure you hit us up 323-693-3043, or you can log on to the official website, and that's groundhardradio.com, man. Special 90-minute episode of GHR King. We're going to take it to the phone lines because they popping right now, you know what I'm saying? And there's no need to call out this number because we got everybody's favorite light-skinned brother in the building. It's Mr. Team No Filter, dope-ass music. No S, no T, nigga.
What?
Dope-ass music.
What is that? Look, I am so surprised. I'm like, wow, y'all went straight to the phone lines tonight. I'm just, man.
Hey, it's turn on Thursdays, baby.
Oh,
hey,
yeah. You know, this is
your
kind of show.
Your light-skinned ass weight.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
You going to do it like that?
Hey, shout out to my man, Kata Mafioso. Don't you should never let Negroes upgrade their phone, because niggas get technology and they just go live. You know what I'm saying? It's like love and hip hop, South Carolina with this nigga.
Yeah, for real, for real. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh,
the Carolinas to sign up for that, nigga. Come on.
I know you're gonna go
okay.
in.
Okay.
I just say
this Negro get a fresh beard fade, his beard all lined up. He just going live, smoking Charlie Chaplin cigarettes and shit.
Yes, sir.
Music all loud. Hard time.
Easy. You think you were ticked up, bitch,
bro? Look,
I can't wait to the meeting so you can line my shit up.
He's like showing out on you, Carter. He's showing out on you, man.
Yeah, I don't like skinned niggas, do you?
That's how
I don't
like skinned niggas do. That's how they do.
I don't like skinned niggas, do you, boy?
Oh, Albert Turnpike, nigga. Go ahead, bro.
Hey, man. Nah, but you know, Carter's my nigga. You know I love you, bro.
Oh, yeah.
And
love you, too,
I
always.
Just, there's nothing better than seeing someone enjoy their own music. Like, there's a lot of people that just put too much hype on their music. But it's, like, nothing better when you love your own music and you slap your music all day. You like, this is my shit. I'm proud of my shit.
And, bro, forever, you a real talk.
Yeah,
for real. Sometimes I tell Carter, man, get your ass out the studio and go down.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, that's a boss move. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
You got to lose it.
Yeah, you gotta lose yourself into your own music, you know, because if you don't, you'll start liking some other shit and get caught in. Like, my little nephew, about 21, 22, he keeping me updated with what's going on, because right now I ain't listening to nothing but my shit, you know what I'm saying? I'm just, like, in a hellified zone right now, so, you know, sometimes you gotta do that because you'll fuck around and really know, okay, this is what I've been trying to do all this time, because that's the whole thing of the creative process. You think it's so much thinking. You're thinking what to write down, what to put next to the next line. So it's so much thinking to where you ain't really got time to sit back and be like, okay, this is what I need to do. And you lose yourself in your music, you just get the answers. You know what I'm saying? So I hope I got that jewel for y'all, you know, to snatch up and soak in, you know. And that's peace.
I gotta agree with you, Carter. Because a lot of times, you know, us as artists, you know, I know Just KP can relate to this. You know what I'm saying? We do so much music that we don't actually get lost in the music. We just get lost with whatever's going on. It's like, you know, God got us in this spiritual zone where we can, you know, make this music the way we want to make it. And then we feeling it. I'm not finna cut that feeling off of nobody. It's just like me playing for the church. I'm not finna cut the spirit off of nobody. I'm a jam till God say, okay, you can stop now. You know what I'm saying? So the rest of the world automatically gets tuned out. No watching TV, no talking on the cell phone half the time, and, you know, not even too much Facebook, you know what I'm saying, when necessary. But, you know, that's just a zone that, you know, people that love music and do music and put a lot into their music 100%, you know, that's just how we feel sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
Sergeant Rock, you can't put Just KP in our category. You know, he's a Michael Jackson of blog talk. You can't put Just KP.
Stop it. No.
I like it.
Yeah,
it's my
city.
Dope, man. KP, the only nigga on this show that I ain't gotten to it with. We ain't gonna never be like that. You know what I'm saying? So that's my nigga.
Me and KP ain't
the only
nigga.
For real.
He's a classic man.
I'm just saying, just KP. Every time I listen to Just KP, I be like, God dang, I can't make no music like that. I'm just gonna have to hire this nigga, Just KP, to just do my album.
Hell yeah.
Superstar, yeah. He like Justin Timberlake, a blog talk boy. The boy got talent.
Oh, that's Timberlake. Well, look, I gotta send a shout out to all y'all producers. Dope Ass Music, shouts out to all the people you do production with. Carter Mafioso, shouts out to Darrell on the track and all the other people that you working with. Just KP, shouts out to all the producers that you fucking with. You know what I'm saying? Because these guys is doing some other shit. You know what I'm saying? And they deserve to be recognized for that. Because that, well, you know, thank you. I appreciate that. But that helped everybody give everybody the type of sound that we have. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, shout out to the producers, man, because, you know, they extra special in my book. You know what I'm saying?
No
doubt. Yeah, shout out to my producer. Shout out to my producer, Dope Ass Music. He's a phenomenal producer. Shout out to him.
No doubt.
Trill,
what's up?
Hey, but,
light-skinned niggas on the press buttons too now, shit.
That's what I'm about to say. That's probably the best light-skinned producer out here right now in the world. I told y'all gonna get your ass back.
Hey, look, I didn't even see it coming either. I was like, bow. Oh, shit.
Prince Dan, he is the only light skinned producer in the world right now.
Toasty!
Ma.
Told y'all gonna get your back.
Toasty! Man, I definitely want to say.
Can I get a for that?
You want to get that?
Thank you, bro. I love you, bro. I told y'all to get your ass back. Try to go in on me, goddamn.
Toasty.
It's on you, dope.
Boy, y'all killing me tonight.
Shout out to my nigga Young Now. Right now, he's mixing and fine tuning the EP with the dope plan. Oh, he in there working that magic, boy. When I drop this motherfucker, it's gonna be so nasty, so nasty. Shout out to my nigga Young Now.
That's the dope land. I am the dope man. Dope. You dig? That's what's up, light skinned ass nigga. Well, he thought he must thought I had some more rhymes. That's all I got.
Yeah. He got quiet. He thought you were gonna finish off a couple more bars.
Yeah, no, I need to call him so he can write the rest of my rhymes. See, I don't mind nobody writing.
Oh, I'm gonna be like Kata. Hey, Jit, can we get a hot two? Can we get a hot two, Jit?
A hot two.
I'm too tired to argue.
Go ahead.
Jit been working more hours in the day than the sun. I said, Lord Jesus, Jit been working 12.
Yeah, Lord Jesus. Yeah, you right, Lord Jesus, because they working my ass like a runaway slave around this motherfucker. I said, bitch, I ain't coming in tomorrow at all. I'm done.
You ain't lying, boy. Hey, they got to stop working my boy Jit the devil. As long as they holler about they need him to work, he going to get that paper and drain motherfucking blood from that goddamn
blood
they trying to goddamn it keep away from eating. You know what I'm saying?
Run and die.
He going to get it,
boy. I was
so stupid
this morning. I cussed everybody ass out at work today. You know what I'm saying? So that's what's up. I'm sorry, y'all. I was just sleeping. I'm sleep deprived. God damn it. I want my check, though.
It's been like, I ain't seen the sun all week. I get to work, it's dark.
Real.
I see home, it's dark.
Right. That's a hell of a fine schedule.
But I think today I am going to go ahead and request one of the songs that's going to be on the EP. Me and my man Young Now in the hook. You know, what you know about it.
What you know about it. That's what's up. Dope. I'm scrolling for that track, man. You know what I'm saying? Let the folks know a little bit about your show, where they can find you at, and we'll throw it on for you.
Hey, man. First of all, I am the host of Blast Your Thoughts on Mondays and Tuesdays, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. I am the motherfucking CEO, president of Dope Ass Music Productions. And I am the artist extraordinaire, formerly known as Light Skinned Nigga Supreme. But you're saying this is your boy Dope Ass Music, no S's, no C's. You can find me everywhere. I am the original Mr. Googleable. And this is a joint off my upcoming EP. Hopefully dropping tomorrow. If not, definitely Saturday.
It is.
What you know about?
Live on Ground Hard Radio, Dope Ass Music. Turn up Thursday.
What's good? This the one and only Bull City Maniac, your homie from the 919, Just KP. And I'm live right here on Ground Hard Radio, the number one reality radio and all across the land. Man, if you with us, 323-693-3043.
Man, hold on. What was that?
One more time. 323-693-3043. Press 1, talk to the host. Right now, let's get into more of this dope music only on Grind Hard Radio.
Grind Hard Radio. Turn the fuck up. Let it rock.
What it do? I'm sliding through.
Yeah.
Gassed up and I'm bent too.
Yeah.
Picture me rolling down the avenue. Flipping like acrobats, stay packing that automatic. Lean back like Fat Joe. Head on the freeway, let's go.
Let's go.
Cash bound like a money hound. Used to push work out of town, a greyhound.
Yeah.
I'm too cool, I'm so old school.
So old,
I'm all hard, live by them goon rules.
Yeah.
Long live the bay, life's too short. Used to ride in them super sports. Now I ride hoes in boy shorts.
Yeah.
No tats, but I'm inked up. Finish chain, so I'm linked up. Keep my cup full, no A-cups.
Yeah.
Ballin' the cons, don't make a show about it.
Word.
See me with a thought, I'm getting dough about it.
Word.
All of these bands, hunters, I throw about it. Stones never clot, a cup of powder, fuck you
know about it.
Ballin' the cons, don't make a show about it. See me with a thought, I'm getting dough about it.
Yeah.
All of these bands, hunters, I throw about it. Stones never clot, a cup of powder, fuck you know about it.
Who that? Get my niggas a dap.
Who that?
Bumpin' and boppin' on the way to Boston. Or hit the pipeline on the east side of Stockton.
Yeah.
I focus like a cat in the dark. Hit a mark like a dart with a fofo. Keep these bitches up in like 24. Poppin' collars and poppin' peas. Game related, got my father in me. Look like a square, but I shoot like a G. Shooters like polluters leave you in the street. Pull up like BNPE. No mix of words like Hennessy. Straight to the point like the letter Z. Keep it low for the popo. They wanna keep us popo. No longer about color, no more. Fuck your rings, so you think you're rich. One of the K, and you're still a bitch.
Yeah. Ballin' the cons, don't make a show about it.
Word.
See me with a thought, I'm getting dough about it.
Word.
All of these bands, hunters, I throw about it. Stones never clot, a cup of powder, fuck you
know about it.
Ballin' the cons, don't make a show about it. See me with a thought, I'm getting dough about it. All of these bands, hunters, I throw about it. Stones never clot, a cup of powder, fuck you know about it.
Yeah, what you know about it? What you know about it? Rock with me, what you know about it? No filters, what you know about it? That nigga dope, what you know about it? Run or die, fuck you know about it? Yeah.
Hey.
Turn up.
Yeah, that was that turn up, for real.
Yeah, that was that slap. That's that motherfucking slap, goddammit. I can't wait till I get my goddamn CD in the motherfucking mail, nigga. I just want to let your yellow ass know that you need to go on and send me that motherfucking package, man. Quit playing with your light-skinned ass, man. Go on and send me my shit, man.
That's that dope-ass music.
Send me my motherfucking shit, man.
That's that mob shit.
That's what's up. I'm going to send it COD.
COD. Nigga, they don't do no COD shit no more, man. Man, look, just gone down to the post office, nigga. Get you one of them old paper ass, envelope things. Gone stick the motherfucker in there and just send it through the motherfucker mail, man. It'll get here in about 3 days. Just gonna send me my shit, bro. Quit playing, man. I ain't got time for this, man. The package though. Already ready. Just gonna send me my shit now. So I can get
I'm
on now.
That's what it is. I'm gonna send your shit on Memorex.
This nigga say he gonna send me my shit on a cassette tape.
Hey, that might be enough.
If you send it on the Memorex, nigga, hey, if he send it on the Memorex Carter, that bitch better be Chrome H2O, nigga. Now, what you know about that BASF Chrome shit, nigga? Cassette ass, nigga.
We got to keep the same room because we only got about 34 minutes left on the show. You know what I'm saying? So I want to take it to the phone lines because it looks like we got Biloxi, Mississippi in the house. You know what I'm saying? This is a 228 caller, 0299. You know what I'm saying? Let's click them in. Biloxi, Mississippi. They representing for DJ Sergeant Rock. You dig? Who we got is Turn Up Thursdays.
Jeez.
Y'all on. Hey, old Sessions in the building. What's up, baby?
What's
on?
Happening?
So I wanted to talk to you guys about Black Lives Matter.
About Black Lives Matter? Go ahead, baby. You got it?
Yeah. I was sitting here and I was watching the TV and I was like, you know, it is important. Black Lives Matter. Black Lives are very important. And I got to sitting here and I got to think about my kids. You know, and all my kids matter. DJ Sergeant Rock, when you gonna pay my child support now?
Oh shit now.
Yeah, talk about
oh shit.
Nigga, run me my check now.
Toasty!
You say tell her that damn kid.
What the fuck is
Toasty!
Look here, I don't know what you're talking about, baby, because you know what I'm saying? I done paid my child support. I'm done. You know what I'm saying? For any
so
more kids,
know
you know what I'm saying?
You don't remember that night in the DJ booth? You don't remember that?
No. I ain't never made no kids in the DJ booth.
You don't remember that?
He was playing that hole in the wall.
No, sir. Baby, I don't know what you're talking about, baby. You got the wrong Sergeant Rock, baby, because I ain't never had sex with a DJ booth.
I got the right Sergeant Rock. You the one with the purple suit and the black hat, nigga. It's you.
Not
I know you, nigga.
No,
you,
baby. It ain't me, baby. It ain't
me. My check. That's all come out. Write me my check, though. I know where you live. I'm a fairly child support people where you live.
Well, baby, you can tell her whatever the fuck you feel like you want to. Cause,
I'm going to tell her where you work at.
Tell her where I work at. Let's see if they can find Wild Radio in the building some goddamn well. Get on the Wild Goose Chase, goddamn.
Oh, no. We ain't going to use Grand Hall Radio with Child Support. No, sir.
They ain't going to be able to find it. We ain't in no building. They ain't going to be able to find it. That's a real Wild Goose Chase.
We in the building, nigga. They ain't going to let the cat out of the bag, Rock. We in the building, nigga.
But we can, if they find us. Hey, but
we're
sorry.
We're going to get on the Pokemon app. She gonna have to get on a Pokemon app to try to find our ass, goddammit. Keep walking. Goddammit. Keep walking. That's what you do.
I got the Pokemon app. All my children got the Pokemon app. Nigga, you need to get on that child support check, though. That's what I'm talking about.
Now tell me.
I tell you, man.
Tell me
I just don't understand it, man. I just don't understand it, man. Damn.
Right. Hey, but sweetheart.
Yeah.
Grand Heart Radio can only give you $2 out the account for child support. You don't cover child support at Grand Heart Radio.
Y'all talk about Black Lives Matter. What I'm gonna do with $2 though? I'm just saying. $2? Really? I got more than $2 from DJ Sergeant Rock that night.
Wow.
Okay, so what, he gave you $3?
What? If I gave you more than $2, you done spent that already, because ain't nothing else to get, baby. Sorry.
You was making
you're
it
right,
rain in the club.
You're right.
It's all good.
Shout out to
That's how the lead reads.
Shout out to all of y'all. Fuck DJ Thunder Rock. You gon' pay me my check. That's what's up.
All right. We gotta keep this thing moving, team. You know what I'm saying? Groundhog Radio, you dig. That's what's up. We're gonna keep this thing moving. This time I felt when an old girl just called in. And back to me. Back to me, baby.
I guess it was so good.
So we got to keep this thing moving, man. You know what I'm saying? I want to throw it to the
mob.
Hey,
speaking of mob, we about to mob on these niggas. Big bro, call them out.
Okay.
So, better yet, face mob. What you want to hear? And we throw it on for you. Keep in mind, man. We do got some hip hop news with the main man, Just KP.
We got a streaming party right after this show. You know what I'm saying? I'm going live. You can get all the details on my page. It's on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all that good shit. Stream live with your boy tonight. Smoke one. You know what I'm saying?
Let's get into that 100 racks IT remix. Carter Go Harder. Drop.
That's what's up
tonight.
That new. All right, Carter, go ahead and introduce that thing. Formally introduce that thing, bro. And I throw it on for you.
Yeah. This is a debut off the Living in SC Volume 3 mixtape. One more song left. This is 100 Racks IT Remix. Carter Go Harder live on Ground Hard Radio. Shit, let's get it.
Take off.
Ground Hard Radio. Listening to Ground Hard Radio. What's happening? Your boy King Diz in the building. I'm representing Groundhog Radio. Shout out to J. Shout out to Carter Mafioso. Shout out to Just KP. Shout out to Young Na. Shout out to Charles Billinger. It's your boy King Diz. What's happening? Tuesdays and Thursdays, 11 to 1. Tune in. Yeah. Let's get it.
Alright, time in T 803 Grind or Die. Carter Mafioso.
Carter Go Harder Knee Track. 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 Stop crack playing that. Gotta put away them stacks. On the block, gotta be strapped. We shine, we mess, we mob. Got goons that'll knock you out. Make moves cause I'm a boss. They hatin' cause they saw. Work, play, lyrical all day. I'm a king in the 803. Chest all down around my way. Can't grind hard like Lil Faith. Old Rude Boy TNA. We forever keep it mud. Vocally hitting the mud. Do this for all of my thugs. Yeah, we deep down in the south. Hood loud, I'll smoke you out. That's me, man, put that out. Don't allow that in my house. And we get it how we live. And we tell it like it is. And we straight up out my beat. Cause that's just what it is. Carter Go Harder Knee Track. 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 Carter Go Harder Knee Track.
Gotta go hard in these tracks. 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 Gotta go hard in these tracks.
All right, Tammy and T, 803, grind or die, Carter, mafioso. Remix.
That's the motherfucking remix, ain't it, baby?
Already.
We ready. Okay, we gonna be doing all kind of songs together in a minute. They better get ready, boy. Shit.
Oh, yeah.
This Allegiance right here, goddammit.
Yeah, damn
it. We the new Justice League around this bitch. You know what I'm talking about?
That's right.
That's what's up. That's what it is. All right, team, we're going to keep this thing moving, man. We got about 26 minutes left on the show, you know what I'm saying? So what I'm going to do, I'm going to get me a request in real quick. We come back, we're going to get into this hip-hop news with Just KP. Man, I hope we talking about those hip-hop honors, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. Y'all know niggas was fucking up bigger words and all that shit. Motherfuckers were losing their mind on the honors. Overall, it was a good show to me. Not to get too much into it, I think it was better than the BET Awards, but I'm just hoping KP bless it with that, with us.
Right.
So, team, keeping this thing moving, man, I'm going to go ahead and request a track, man. I'm going to do it. It ain't too old school, man, but it's a little mainstream because I got to tell a lot of motherfuckers these days to watch out. You know what I'm saying? So, here it is, your boy 2 Chainz. Watch out. You dig?
Okay.
Ground Hard Radio.
Yo.
Let it ride.
Okay. All my nigga with me. All my nigga with it. All my nigga ballin'. All my niggas athletic. All my niggas A1. All got street cred. All my niggas ballin'. All my niggas athletic. Pulled up in the fountain. Pulled off with a dance. Got a pocket full of money. Kinda hard to keep my pants up. Nigga tryna run them bands up. Fuck a bitch with my hands up. Lil Quay fucked the Zans up. Kinda hard to understand, duffel bags in the Escalade. Caught a bitch still a bread truck. Got a big gun retarded. Call Uber for a spare truck. All these niggas never scared us. All these niggas never ran us. Bitches tryna put the head on them. Niggas tryna put the feds on them. Niggas tryna take meds on them. Everything for the players on them. Niggas singing like Arizona. Gunshot just for saying something. Spraying shit like aerosol. You a foul and it's a fair ball. Nigga can't reach the goal. Keep shooting them down, air ball. Watch out, little bitch.
Watch out, little bitch.
Watch out, little bitch.
Watch out,
little bitch. Watch out, little bitch.
Yeah.
You getting mad.
You getting mad.
I'm getting rich.
Me.
You getting mad.
You getting mad.
I'm getting rich.
Yeah.
Watch out, little bitch.
Watch out,
little bitch.
Watch out.
Watch out, little bitch.
Sip on.
Hey, watch out, little bitch.
You getting mad.
You getting mad. I'm getting rich.
Rich.
You getting mad. Watch out, little
hoe.
My partner still smoke on parole. They say that I'm crazy. I used to talk to a store. I tell it to lock. Shit, I tell it a lot. Go to the dealership. Bitch, tell off the lot. You know I'm coming straight out the block. You know I'm coming straight out the top. Shorty say she want 5 million. Cause I told her to leave and call her a thot. Shit, you can like it or not.
Damn.
I'm coming straight out the pot.
Damn.
Still got some ack in my stock.
Man.
Nigga, I ain't got a lot.
Nah.
Nigga, I ain't got a try. You waving that thing in the sky. We waving that thing at your body. We waving that thing at your eye.
Ah.
Look at the watch on my wrist.
Yes.
Got them all watching my wrist. Told that little bitch I passed. Nigga, watch the assist.
Switch.
I run the track like the marathon. You niggas softer than silicone. You know what it's like when the feeling gone. I know what it's like when the ceiling gone. I had to sit down with Farrakhan. Turn the White House to the Terror Dome. I used to serve at the Chevron. I used to serve with my necklace on.
Watch
bitch.
That little bitch.
Watch that little bitch.
Watch that little bitch.
Watch that little bitch.
Yeah.
You getting mad.
You getting mad.
I'm getting rich.
Me.
You getting mad. I'm getting ready.
Watch out, little bitch.
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 Sip on.
Hey, watch out, little bitch. You getting mad.
You getting mad.
I'm getting rich.
Rich.
You getting mad.
You're now tuned in to Grind Hard Radio with your host, Gigi Chronicles, and Carter Mafioso. And see Grind Hard, Young Nine, the executive producer, Charles Billington, 10 to 4, from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Catch you live on Long Talk Radio.
RoyWoodJr.com.
Hello.
Barbara.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Dr. Sidman Azibo. I call you on the behalf of the Federal Social Security Administration Division. I call you about your Social Security check. Yes, ma'am. I called to let you know that we're going to be reducing your check because the government is having cutbacks right now in the midst of everything that go on with the hurricane and the gas price, and we try to help the gas and the surplus of the nation. So we will cut your check back down to $250 for the next 12 months. And oh, then, no, y'all won't?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
No, sir.
Ma'am, do not.
You better tell them folks or have them hurricane folks. They better get them a job. That works for mine. They better get up and work for them.
Look, yes, ma'am. How could you say something so insensitive? That is not nice to say about the hurricane people because they are trying to get back on their feet. This is not just about the hurricane, rebuild. This is about the gas price and help the gas price.
Nobody has to have a car. Let them walk like I do.
Shut up and be a good American, please. And
man, I'm not studying about being no good American, no bad American, because I'm not even an American. I'm just a person living in America. There's no such thing as a good or a bad America.
And I bet I'd be a bad American if I come and slap you for hollering at me like that.
No, if you come and slap me, you'll be a dead American because I'm going to fuck you up.
No, ma'am, you will not touch me because I'm a trained...
If you touch me...
I'm a trained Mabuti warrior from the Buya tribe.
I don't give a damn what tribe from you from. I'm from the kick-ass tribe. Put your paws on me, I'm going to try my best. The fuck you.
I'm trained in shield and I'm trained in spear.
I don't give a damn about no spear. But I'll whoop your ass on GP. You waste your time. Don't waste my damn time talking about my check.
Ma'am, it is going down to $250. And then we will
if it does, I'm going to find your ass and whoop it till it go back up.
Barbara, what you do not understand is that the federal guidelines in regards to the Social Security state that the government, in time of financial economic crisis and big deficit, we can check.
You get through to doing all that talking, the government, the Bush had to come here and knock on the door and tell me some shit like that, because what you saying ain't meaning shit.
Ma'am, if you'd read your paperwork, if you knew how to read, you could read the paperwork. Yeah. You're not getting your check, motherfucker. You're not.
I ain't worried about that. Yeah, I ain't worried about that. You don't let it come. I'll whoop your ass to a rope like okra. Come around here and I'll skin your ass like I skinned that catfish last night.
I'm from G-Unit. I'm in the G-Unit.
I wouldn't give a damn if you was from the Hoochie Coochie tribe from Mississippi. I don't give a damn about nobody. Too.
This is Dr. Sidiman Azibo, ma'am. You will respect me.
I don't give a damn about you saying you doctor.
I'm from the Nigeria, the American blacks.
I don't
you should
care
respect
where you
me.
From.
You respect me. I will come to the Alabama. I will slap you, baby.
Yeah, but and I'll slap your ass to sleep, too. You hobo your way up here in Alabama fucking with me. I pay it back. You just hobo your way up here. I pay it back.
I can't because of the gas price. Assistant. I can't.
Fuck the gas. You from a tribe, bitch. Run. You shouldn't want no gas. What you need gas from? You from a tribe. Put them big 15 feet on the cement and get to running.
Why don't you meet me downtown at the radio station?
What radio station?
It's a prank phone call. It's comedian Roy Wood Jr., Barbara. How you doing? It's 95.7 Jams. It's the best
I
on the show.
No, y'all didn't do me
again?
Yeah, we pranked you again. I didn't do the first one, though. That was the one about a year ago when Ebony called you and said that you was farting on the airplane and they was going to cancel your frequent flyer miles. How you going to let us get you twice, Barbara?
I don't be thinking about it. I don't keep nothing on my mind. I was in there making some blueberry pancakes.
Sakina Peoples put us up to prank calling you, baby.
That's my niece. I'm going to slap her to sleep.
Thank you a lot for playing along, Barbara. Calm down, baby.
Thank you.
Don't hey, save me some pancakes.
Okay.
Have a good one.
Yes, KP with this hip hop news, only on Grind Hard, so stay in tune. KP with this hip hop news, only on Grind Hard, so stay in tune. With so much drama in the world today, hard to keep up with what the rap got to say. So on Tuesdays and Thursdays, call in and kick back. No, I got the lowdown for my nigga, that's a fact. No, I call him out, these fools, I call him out. Put me on the speaker, let it blast through your house, huh? KP with this hip hop news, only on Grind Hard, so stay in tune. Let's get it.
Yo, 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 what's good? What's good? This your boy, Just KP. We're about to get into this hip hop news. Yo, Jit, real quick, man, that prank call. Yo, was that, that lady on the phone didn't sound like old girl from, from the Wayne Brothers. You know, D.
Damn sure did, bro. Yes, sir, you right, KP.
I was like, damn, that voice sound familiar. Damn, I was like, that black lady off on Wayne Brothers. But, y'all, we about to get into this hip-hop news, you know what I'm saying? Like my homie Jit suggested, we talk about the hip-hop artists, you know what I'm saying? I was going to talk about the hip-hop artists because they came on, it was like Sunday, Monday, one of them days. I didn't even know it was coming on. I just happened to catch it. And I was like, oh, shit, all right. So you got Missy, you know what I'm saying? You had Salt and Pepper. You had Queen Latifah. You know what I'm saying? I thought it was a pretty good
show. And Lil' Kim.
Lil' Kim, my fault. Lil' Kim, yeah. So we're going to talk about Lil' Kim. I thought it was a pretty decent show, you know what I'm saying?
It was.
For what it was, you know what I'm saying? It was a pretty good show. Of course, every show has controversy. And, you know, Rich Homie Quan, which I don't know, whoever the producer thought it was a good idea to get Rich Homie Quan to go up there
and do a bigger verse.
Right.
Rich Homie did in the first place. But, you know what I'm saying? Rich Homie Quan,
he got up there and butchered Biggie's.
He made himself look like a real fool.
It's not even, you know, it's just the fact of the matter. You know what I'm saying? I don't know Biggie's verse by heart. You know what I'm saying? I can't rap it by heart. If you told me to rap it right now, I probably couldn't do it. But the simple fact that you on VH1, you know what I'm saying, you honoring a legend, and all you got to do is spit that verse. My nigga, I would rehearse all day and night leading up to that performance. Like, I would know that shit. You know what I'm saying? I feel like a nigga should have rehearsed that shit. That's what niggas, like, you had one job. All you had to do is remember a verse, you know what I'm saying? But
see, KP, I'm not an artist, and I could have ripped that shit. You know what I'm saying? The nigga said,
yeah,
you want to smoke on my living room floor, play Nintendo. Come on, nigga, that's elementary. Goodbye.
Pick up my phone saying, Papa not home. I mean, come on, man. It really wasn't nothing to that first.
I did that for free.
Right. That's what I'm saying, man. Like, it's karaoke. Like, you could have done that easily. You know, he issued an apology. You know what I'm saying? In his apology, he basically stated that, you know, the only Biggie song he ever knew growing up was Juicy. That, you know what I'm saying?
He should have never rapped then. They should have got somebody else if that was the case. Because when people do, you know, honorary tributes like that, they do a reference check to see who would be a perfect fit.
I was studying my ass off, Ruff. You right about that?
Or, like, if you really love hip-hop, you know what I'm saying, you should have been, like, right then and there. You know, I might not be the guy for that, though. He might want to suggest you to somebody else, you know what I'm saying? That's what I did, you know.
They probably ain't do no rehearsal or nothing, though, y'all. They probably just did that same day.
Nope.
They couldn't have been no
rehearsal. You know, but I feel like it wasn't no real rehearsal to that show. You know, I don't think it was that big of a production.
I was surprised that it was live. I was surprised.
You know what I'm saying?
It actually wasn't live, Jit, and I'm gonna tell you why. They had a live band, but when everybody was rapping different verses from, you know, different people that they was honoring, they had their tracks playing in the background and the band was just playing over it. Now, I'm not saying that wasn't good, but to me, it reminded me too much of the Oscars or some shit like that. You know, it's like they trying to be too white folk-ish with the black award shows. You know what I'm saying? It's like they going above and beyond, like, okay, we know we hip-hop, we know we rap. Well, we need a live band in the back to do all the extra stuff so we could be like everybody else. You see what I'm saying? So that's the only thing that I seen that was really kind of, it didn't seem authentic to me. Even though the people that they was honoring were authentic and, you know, the way the tributes went down, you know, it just wasn't authentic to me. You know what I'm saying? But it was still a good show.
It was.
I will say it was good. I liked it better than the BET Awards, if you ask me. I'm just keeping it 100.
It just seemed like something they threw together, like, was all right, gonna do this honors, you know what I'm saying? Let's do this in a week. You know, but one thing to note, there was some tension, I don't know if y'all caught it, but you know, Lil Kim and Diddy actually been beefing because Lil Kim actually didn't show up to one of the reunion concerts because she said that Diddy not coughing up the checks, you know what I'm saying? And so
wow.
Yeah, they said he not coughing up the check, you know, because, you know, Lil' Kim, she, out of everybody that, I mean, let's keep it hot, you know what I'm saying, the Bad Boy Reunion concert, you know what I'm saying, it's nobody that's like, oh my God, I got to go see them except Lil' Kim, you know what I'm saying, you got Faith, you got Carl Thomas, but it's nobody but Lil' Kim, you know what I'm saying, but if you had Biggie, you know what I'm saying, then everybody would be like, oh, let's go see Biggie, but for all the Bad Boy, you know, it's not even Mary J. Not even on there. Like, she's not doing shows. I don't think she's on the roster. You know what I'm saying? They ain't got Mary J. So it's like Lil Kim
and Mary
J.
Blige should have been at that motherfucking hip hop honor. I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying? I thought about her.
Yeah. Oh yeah, most definitely.
You know, real talk.
Most definitely.
She should have been there.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Somebody should have went found in Lauryn Hill, wherever the fuck rock she had up under, and just pulled her out as a surprise. You know what I'm saying? It's all types of ways they could have did it. It just didn't seem authentic though. You know what I mean?
And so, and you know, Lil Kim said it was they threw some shade too, because you know Lil Kim said that Biggie was her her soulmate, and you know, and the next instant, Faith came on and basically told Lil Kim, no, he was your she was an understudy or some shit like that. I can't remember exactly what she said, but it was like he was your tutor, like he was your teacher type thing. Not your soul, man.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's a lot of stuff going on. You know, when Diddy gave that speech about Lil' Kim, man, I didn't feel the sincerity in it either. You could tell there was some animosity going on between the two. But
yeah,
it is what it is.
You saw that nigga.
You know what I'm saying? He just looked like they just threw him up. All right, Diddy, go on. I feel like Diddy did that because he trying to make money for the concert. Like, Diddy know what he doing. You know what I'm saying? Diddy ain't stupid. You know what I'm saying? He know... If Lil Kim performing, I'm gonna go show up because that's gonna make money for my concert tour in the long run. So,
there you go.
You know, the best I believe was Teyana Taylor. She did She did Lil Kim better than Lil Kim did. That was crazy.
Boy,
like she,
I'm so in love with Teyana Taylor. Let me tell you something.
She did Lil Kim better than Lil Kim.
I'm gonna just say this. She started off as the ugly duckling. You know what I'm saying? I'm just gonna keep it real.
Yeah. And she grew up,
baby. Did y'all see Moni Love? That motherfucker so fine.
Moni Love, yeah.
My God damn.
Mm-hmm. And she can still spit. And she can still spit.
Hell yeah.
And I want to say this, KP, what I did like about the hip-hop artists, how they had all the fucking females in rap. You know what I'm saying?
They did.
I even fucking seen Kai on there. You know what I'm saying? And Kai ain't been kissing my neck, my bike. You know, so that was look.
Yeah, and then Trina come out of nowhere. You know what I'm saying? Flexing the verse.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, well, damn, they just pulling, they pulling females out the fucking woodwork. And Eve was just, you know, gorgeous. Eve was just gorgeous. You know what I'm saying? Well, she always has been to me, but they showed up.
She just need a bra. She just need a bra.
And they showed that love to Missy Elliott too, man. I want to say salute on that. You know what I'm saying? But that's one of my favorite female rappers. You know, so that's
Missy Elliott. Missy Elliott put in work. You know what I'm saying?
She, yes, she
put
did.
In.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like out of every female artist they had, like, I feel like Missy Elliott has put in the most work. Like, as far as songwriting, you know what I'm saying, artists that she has helped develop and put on stages and shit, and doing her own shit. No, and being a big girl, I feel like
Missy
Elliott's
gonna make a big comeback. I'm telling y'all, mark my motherfucking words. You know what I'm saying? I think she's gonna change the game a little bit again.
There's a couple of them coming back. MC Light getting ready to drop an album in a minute. Since she's been back in the studio. You know what I'm saying? So I can pretty much
salute.
Guess, man.
We need our females in
hip-hop,
man. You know what I'm saying? I don't like that shit. We need our women. You know what I'm saying? We need some women in hip-hop.
Right.
For real, for real.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And we need them on the show, too, because I'm tired of interviewing dicks. Go ahead, Kevin. I'm just saying. That's why next week, hey, real talk though, next week, all female guests, all next week, goddammit, that's how we going out in style.
Okay,
okay, then, okay, P.
Okay.
We're going to wrap it up, baby.
Yeah.
I think we got to get the hell up out of here.
All right, yeah, man, so wrap it up, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to tell y'all the shit going on in the news, you know, laws being passed, especially this is in North Carolina, you know where I'm from, you know what I'm saying? The Congress here in North Carolina passed a law saying that police officers who wear body cameras, the police officers do not have to disclose any body camera footage to the public.
Get the fuck
so
out.
So that means
what?
You and I, this is not no bullshit, you know what I'm saying? This is the actual law just been passed this week, you know what I'm saying? In North Carolina, the public has cannot look at any records and body camera footage.
So what's the point of having it then?
Right, which is the point we're trying to make. What's
that
the point of trying of having body camera footage if only police can look at
that motherfucker?
I think what it is that everybody's got camera phones on their. Everybody's got camera phones, and since you know it's gonna come out anyway, I guess they figure, well, ain't no sense in us even wearing it or even showing anything to the public because somebody standing on the sideline gonna film it anyway. So I guess it's another way of covering up evidence, but they still gonna get caught because somebody's got a camera on their phone and they gonna record. It's like no matter where the police at, it's just like press record, beep. You know what I'm saying? So I think they mad that they being watched, but I think that's just another cover up to get away with some more bullshit, man. And that ain't cool. It's a
you
cover
shut
them
out for
wrong.
I agree.
It's a cover-up, you know what I'm saying? It's definitely
stop
to protect the police officers at first, you know what I'm saying? So the fuckery is real in North Carolina, man. They still got HB2 out here, you know what I'm saying? And North Carolina fucked up place, man. Y'all don't come here. So that's the hip-hop news.
That's the hip-hop news, man.
Damn.
I ain't even got no sound.
Don't come here. Don't come to North Carolina, man. Don't come here.
I ain't know what the fuck
is
this. That's that bullshit that I be talking about KP now. Let me tell you something. The nigga all love, but KP got that bullshit mentality, my nigga. So watch out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
All right, so team,
right.
We got to get up out of here real quick, man. Great show tonight. 3 episodes left of Grind Hard Radio Season 24. We got an all-new episode of Grown Folks Business this Saturday. Your boy, DJ Sergeant Rock, going to be guest co-hosting, man, so make sure y'all check them out. I'm going to be checking them out, you know what I'm saying? We got the live streaming party coming up right after this show, man. It's probably going on right now, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to hit y'all with the link. Your boy going to be in the building, and y'all all are fucking invited, man. You know, come stream live with a nigga tonight, you know what I'm saying? Salute the Club J. Shit, we going to mob out on these niggas, the VP, the host. GHR Carter, I want to salute you, man. Definitely done stepped your game up, man, by helping me on this motherfucking show. You understand what I'm saying, man?
Mm-hmm.
All y'all, but I want to salute you, bro, man. you know, when a lot of shit was going crazy with the show, you stepped up to the occasion. So it's on the night right now. We end the final track of the night on you, Ma.
So let's mash on these niggas and mash on these
niggas. I already got that bitch chewed up. I'm looking at it.
Because that's what we did. We left that bullshit behind and we moved forward. And that's what mashing is. Putting that bullshit behind and moving forward. You know.
Yeah, right.
So this is mashing. Hot new fire track. Video coming soon. On Grindhard Radio. Get it.
It's all good. You know when that beat turn up, it's time to get up out of here, man. We're going to mash real quick with Mob. Face Mob. Call them off of YouTube. Mashing.
True. Mash.
Mash.
Bang, 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 bang.
Hi, Tammy and T. 803. Yeah, my beat. Carter.
Nigga, get up on my level. Got flows, got hoes, got cheddar. Won't stop till I make it better. Keep my foot up on the pedal. I'm mashing, mashing on them niggas. I'm mashing, mashing on you hoes. Nigga, get up on my level. Got flows, got hoes, got cheddar. Won't stop till I make it better. Keep my foot up on the pedal. I'm mashing, mashing on them niggas. I'm mashing, mashing. My status, I'm in my prime. Ain't too many like my kind. Ain't scared to speak my mind. Put that BS to the side. Start smiling in my face. I see the hate up in your eyes. I got my middle fingers up. Mean mug while I'm mashing by. Mafioso face be mobbing. Blow that hood like off it. Put on for the foot, but in real life I see you walking. Mash on your niggas and mash on your hoes. Hate the block, all my foes. Trapped in the winter and the summer, the fall. On my grind is all I know. From west hill to schoolhouse road. Mashing past the party town. I won't stop till I make it better. In that sea up in my town. Keep my foot up on the pedal. No stopping, keep on mashing. I got flows, got hoes, and about that cheddar. Gotta keep on mashing round. Nigga, get up on my level. Got flows, got hoes, got cheddar. Won't stop till I make it better. Keep my foot up on the pedal. I'm mashing, mashing on them niggas. I'm mashing, mashing. Oh, you hoes, need to get up on my level. Got flows, got hoes, got cheddar. Won't stop till I make it better. Keep my foot up on the pedal. I'm mashing, I'm mashing on them niggas. I'm mashing, mashing on you hoes.
Hi, Tammy and T. 803. Carter. Mafioso, grind a dad, nigga.
Mash,
stop the fucking
mash.
No bullshit. Hashtag mashing, nigga. For real.
Mashing.
Mashing, nigga.
Mashing on you niggas.
That's right.
Mashing on you hoes.
You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
For real, for real.
Love that shit.
All right, man. If anybody want to throw anything out there, now the time to do it. And we're going to start off with the VP and the host of GHR, Carter Mafioso. Turn up for a check.
Yeah, yeah, this your boy, Carter Mafioso, a.k.a. Face Mob. Shout out to the whole team. Thank y'all for enjoying another show of Grindhard Radio. Shout out to my brother, the mayor, Jit Chronicles, the executive producer, Charles Billinger, the whole team, Grindhard, Just KP, DJ Sergeant Rock up in this bitch. Yeah, we did it live. Shout out to the queen, Miss Chief Problems, the whole 619 movement, the whole fucking team. Shout out to Fruits of Eden, Keep It Mud ENT, Hard Time ENT, 864-843-803, Eric Cole, Stores Barbershop in this bitch. See y'all next week. Ladies all week. Shout out to the light-skinned niggas. Mop.
100. Massive. All right, man. We're going to throw it to the 919, the Bull City Maniac, my motherfucking roasted. Just KP. Throw yourself out there, Bill, homie. Turn up.
I'm going to keep it, you know what I'm saying? I always keep it short and sweet. Shout out to everybody out there, Grindhard Radio. Shout out to all my bros on the airways right now with me, you know what I'm saying?
Love you, Bill.
Check me out on Instagram, Facebook, all that good stuff at Just KP, just with a Z.
Yeah,
Album coming soon. And you know we out here. And until next time, I'm out. Raw Heart Radio.
Yeah. Hey, and
Bull
check
City,
in. It's just KP with a Z and not a motherfucking S. Because KP will cut your ass out. And that's real.
Right.
Cool, you know what I'm saying? It's your boy,
right.
Chronicles. Don't even holler at that. I will be too. This your boy, Jig Chronicles, man. You can follow me on social media. You know what I'm saying? Instagram and Twitter.
Man,
no Chronicles. Live streaming party, man. Coming soon right after this episode.
Closet.
You know what I'm saying? Check my social media, man. Y'all come ride with a nigga. You know what I'm saying? It's still early. 904, stand the fuck up. Call the
man.
Big bro, let me tell you something, my nigga. You an inspiration, bro. You a motherfucking
love
inspiration.
You,
and that's all I'm going to say. DJ Sergeant Rock, love y'all niggas for life. You know what I'm saying? You keep your shit live. And shout outs to the motherfucking team. My broski, KP, Nah, Biz, Problems, and our new sis, Miss Chief.
Salute.
You know what I'm saying? Make sure you keep it locked.
That's right.
Ground Hard Radio. I'm going to throw it to DJ Sergeant Rock. Get
man, you already know what it is, man. Another episode of Grind Hard Radio for the books, baby. For the motherfucking books, man, because we are reality radio, man. And
we
run the motherfucking matrix around this ragged-ass bitch.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the super executive producer, Charles Billiger, keeping the power on so we can stay on and keep it going on. You know what I'm saying? One time for the number one boss of the century, the mayor of Duval County, Jet Chronicles, putting
that.
It down, running this ship the way it's supposed to be ran, you know what I'm saying? Because he's the motherfucking man, you understand me? Shouts out to the number one VP in the motherfucking business, you know what I'm saying? My bro, Connor Mafioso, Hard Time, ENT, 803, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to the Bull City Maniac, you know what I'm saying? Smelling like dank, looking like dank, we are the dank, you know what I'm talking about? Just KP in the motherfucking building, you know what I'm saying? Shout out for dope ass music for coming through, you know what I'm saying? Fucking with us, you know what I'm saying?
Salute.
And shout out to the whole team, Ground Hard, and all the Ground Hard Radio affiliates. For these idiots. Don't y'all forget, man, Grown Folks Business, a new episode of Grown Folks Business coming this Saturday. You know what I'm saying? It's really going down. And the Sade Champagne Show getting geared up and getting ready for another season with Sade the Champagne. You know what I'm talking about? Because we are Ground Hard Radio. And we are number one in the country and the world. The world, Craig. Shouts out to the whole state of Mississippi, the Mississippi Global Movement, man. You know what I'm saying? And I love all y'all. I love my team. I love God. I love the world. And holler back at your boy, man. We out this thing.
Like lives matter.
Grind Hard Radio. Mafioso. Grind Hard Radio. Tuesday and Thursday night on Blog Talk Radio, calling in catches live with your host Jig Chronicles and Cotto Mafioso. Team Grind Hard, real life on every episode. 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Take some time to check us out. We do this for the indie artists. That's what the grind is all about. 323-693-3043. Press 1 to talk to the host if you wanna talk or speak.
Radio, you bastard.
Trill.